This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. An Arctic blast of air has descended over the central part of the country, bringing record cold, and it promises to get even worse. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
We're going to be setting over 100 cold temperature records today and tomorrow. For tomorrow morning, it is an incredible breath of cold air. You're going to be seeing a wake-up temperature in San Antonio of just 22 degrees, Oklahoma City and Tulsa below zero, Kansas City at minus 13.
Snow, sleet, and freezing rain pummeling the central part of the country. A slew of accidents shut down roads in Oklahoma. The same day, a federal judge refused to block Elon Musk and his staff from accessing government computer data systems, he and the president took part in their first joint sit-down.
In an interview on Fox News' Hannity, President Trump said the goal of the White House task force known as DOGE is to shrink the deficit by $1 trillion.
They're finding billions, and it will be hundreds of billions of dollars worth of fraud. I say waste.
Appearing with Trump, Elon Musk defended the rapid and sweeping cuts DOGE is implementing.
There's a vast federal bureaucracy that is implacably opposed to the president.
But Musk said winning the election gives Trump the opportunity to fix the system.
CBS's Michael Toscano. A federal judge is scheduled to meet with New York City Mayor Eric Adams and lawyers for both sides today after the Justice Department called for a corruption case against Adams to be dropped. Judge Hale Ho has told them all to be ready to explain why. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The federal district judge can keep the case and deny the government's motion to dismiss the corruption charges. The hearing is intended to show him why the Justice Department no longer feels that Mayor Adams should be prosecuted for these alleged crimes. Remember, the Justice Department's original request to drop the charges did not imply that the evidence against the mayor was weak.
The verdict in rapper ASAP Rocky's case in L.A.? Not guilty of felony assault.
This whole experience has been crazy for the past 4 years, but I'm thankful. Nonetheless, I'm thankful, and we're blessed to be here right now.
Prosecutors argued the hip-hop star fired two shots at a former friend in 2021. Defense claimed he used a prop gun that only shoots blanks. Vatican says Pope Francis slept peacefully and ate breakfast after developing pneumonia in both of his lungs. CBS's Seth Doan from Rome.
Adding to the complexity, as a younger man, he had part of his lung removed. And of course, this pope is now 88 years old.
S&P futures down 6. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two people were injured in that Racine house explosion and fire last night. It happened at around 6 at a duplex on Gilson, about two blocks north of Mitchell Middle. The cause still isn't known, but investigators may have a tough time due to the conditions. Debris was blown for blocks, water used to douse the flames froze, and We Energy has reportedly had issues trying to dig out and find a cutoff valve. Nearby homes were briefly evacuated as a safety measure. Again, the cause of that explosion and fire at the duplex in Racine is currently under investigation. Kenosha Unified voters said no to the extra spending. The $115 million school referendum for Kenosha Unified was voted down yesterday. A request from the Waterford Union High School District in Racine County did pass. In other results from yesterday, voters in Racine's 5th Aldermanic District sent Jens Jorgensen to the April ballot to take on Melissa Caprillion. In the 9th, Grace Allen and Pat Schwanke advanced to April. To recap results, check out RacineCountyI.com. 40 degrees by early next week and maybe rain. The cold weather advisory sticks around for a little bit today, but then a warm-up takes place. It'll be in the 30s for the weekend, up near 40 on Monday. The latest is coming up in the forecast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin beats Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers finally get a win over Illinois, 95-74. That ended a 9-game losing streak for the Badgers against the Fighting Illini. Head coach Greg Gard asked, did his players do a better job at getting rebounds, especially in the first half?
We did. You know, we tried. There was a few got away from us. Obviously, the ball bounces funny sometimes. You know, when we didn't get them, there was a group accountability that they were pretty astute in talking about what we needed to get cleaned up.
In Milwaukee, Marquette dominated Seton Hall 80-56. Cam Jones with 14 points. Chase Ross added 11. Baseball, Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins on being named a Gold Glove finalist for his performance last season.
Very grateful seeing the support from like my teammates, from the staff. Recognition from my peers around the league is very cool, and it's humbling and very grateful.
That's the Brewers' Blake Perkins with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Finally crawling out of the deep freeze here this week. Partly sunny, slight improvement today, a high of 14. Wind chills, though, still between 5 below and 15 below. A low of 7 tonight with mostly cloudy skies, maybe a few flurries. Mostly sunny on Thursday with a high of 24. Right now, it's 1 above 0.
I flew here yesterday. I'm afraid to fly. I love when you get on planes, you're like, in the event of a crash landing, your seat cushion doubles as a flotation device. If we're crashing, my seat cushion's going to double as a toilet. Yeah. No flotation going on down there. Some of my friends fly those Priceline flights. Ugh, I don't get on those. It's like chickens on board. Priceline, if you don't know, it's this website you go on, you name the price you want to pay, then you just don't get a ticket. It's great. None of the hassles of flying, you know. You just head home with your bags like, what? What?
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
You say yes, I say no. You say stop, and I say go, go, go. Oh, no.
from the Magical Mystery Tour, The Beatles. Yeah. Hey, good morning. I'm Don Rosen at 610 at WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits. Cloudy today, highs near 15. Cloudy lows 6 tonight. Partly sunny with a high near 24 tomorrow. Clear 1 degree right now at Radio Park. I've got the Dancing Raisins. Here's Marvin Gaye. Say to me, why do you call that the Dancing Raisins? Don't you remember that commercial for the Raisin Commission or whatever the thing was? They're pushing raisins on everybody. They have these claymation raisins dancing to I Heard It Through the Grapevine. So to me, every time I hear that song, I think of the Dancing Raisins. Local news, Timeless Hits to WRJN. Cloudy today with a high near 15. Not bad compared to what we had. Right now, we got a clear sky. We have one single degree out there at Radio Park. All right, here's a question for you. And don't look at your phone. How many photos do you have in your camera roll right now? Would you say more or less than 1,600? Well, a new report out says that a typical person has 1,598 photos on their phone's camera roll. Now, yesterday when I was putting this together, I actually looked to see how many I had. Now, they're not all pictures. Some are copies of movie posters that I like. But still, on my camera roll, 3,695. Again, they're not all pictures. Maybe a third of them are, you know, posters and stuff. Even if a third of them are posters, that's still around 2,000 pictures. I couldn't believe that when I saw. I thought, well, maybe 1,000, maybe 900. 3,695. Whoa. I've got to find a hobby. It's 614, local news. Timeless Hits, WRJN with the Righteous Brothers.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch along lonely time.
That song actually goes back years and decades and decades and decades back, but people mostly remember it from the movie Ghost with Demi Moore and, what's his name? The guy from Roadhouse. I can't think of his name. I had it a second ago, and now it's gone. Oh, the guy who did Roadhouse, he did a whole bunch of movies, and he did Ghost. Oh, I'll think of it in a second. Anyway, that's what people remembered from the movie Ghost, although, it's been there a long time. Well, someone asked the internet, what is the one word you can never spell correctly? Here were the responses. You ready? Maintenance, convenience, boutonniere. I don't think I'd ever get that. Necessary, occasionally, accommodate, embarrass, receipt. Just remember I before E, except after C, and you'll do okay there. Conscientious, also conscience, as long as we're on that word. Rhythm, restaurant, refrigerator. Now, here's what people get screwed up in refrigerator. If you spell the word fridge, F-R-I-D-G-E, there's a D in there, but it disappears in the word refrigerator. That's where people get screwed up. Privilege and definitely. Yeah, boutonniere, I don't think I have a chance with the word boutonniere. All right, let's check out the beat. And here's Pete Schwabba.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The SNL 50th anniversary episode Sunday night was a ratings winner for NBC. The broadcast drew almost 15 million viewers between network TV and Peacock. Deadline.com reports that the network says it was their most watched primetime entertainment since the 2020 Golden Globe Awards. Even the red carpet show that aired an hour before the broadcast drew over 6 million viewers between NBC, Peacock, and E! Entertainment. Speaking of SNL, the event was one of the most star-studded specials in recent memory. But there were some notable no-shows, including including Dan Aykroyd, Bill Hader, and Dana Carvey. With Aykroyd, his agent told the show's producers months ago he would not be attending. The actor did post on social media praising the show. Bill Hader sent his invitation with a decline and no further details, and Dana Carvey has not even mentioned the show on any social media platforms. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their chocolate chip cannoli kringle. This exceptional kringle creation has a delicious cannoli cream filling layered with premium chocolate chips. O&H tops it with vanilla bean icing, sprinkle with toasted almonds, and more chocolate chips. It's an O&H kringle you don't want to miss. So do stop in and enjoy it this week. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers Power Lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-822-1598. 800-822-1598. 800-822-1598. Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me,
from civil rights to business,
food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is why I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Can you come?
Still touring. Yeah, the Four Seasons. Frankie Valli's 90 years old, still touring with the Four Seasons. Wow. And so has the voice, too. Sherry, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. How about some moron news? Two men in Louisiana were caught attempting to smuggle $200,000 worth of contraband into a federal prison using a cannon to get it over the wall. Both men were arrested. How did they ever think they were going to get away with that? Now, it wasn't a cannon like a Civil War cannon. It was like one of those things where they shoot shirts into the crowd. You ever see those little cannons they use? There's, you know, you see, you go ballpark, they put a shirt in there and they shoot into the crowd. Something like that, they said. But so how did they think they were going to get away with that? $200,000 worth of contraband. Ah, that's why we call it moron news. That's exactly why it's got the name. Neil Diamond, 626, local news, timeless hits, Brother Love's Travel and Salvation Show.
August night, and the leaves hanging down, and the grass on the ground smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town, and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent. Still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow.
What it's there for. And when your heart is troubled, you gotta reach out your other hand. Reach it out to the man up there. Cause that's what he's there for.
Take my hand in yours. Walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
Babies, grab the old ladies. Brother Love's Travel and Salvation Show. Neil Diamond, local news, timeless hit to WRJN. It's 6:29. Looking for a cloudy day today with a high near 15. Clear 1 degree right now at Radio Park. Here are some things restaurant servers secretly hate that you do. They don't tell you, but they hate it. All right. When you sit at a table that hasn't been cleared. When you ask to sit outside, then start complaining about the temperature. When you snap or whistle to get their attention. They're not dogs. And when you come in 15 minutes before they close and want a full dinner. Yeah. They don't like that. Just so you know. 6:30 local news. Tamla sits. Let's see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two people were injured in that Racine house explosion and fire last night. It happened at around 6 at a duplex on Gilson, about two blocks north of Mitchell Middle. The cause still isn't known, but investigators may have a tough time due to the conditions. Debris was blown for blocks, water used to douse the flames froze, and We Energy has reportedly had issues trying to dig out and find a cutoff valve. Nearby homes were briefly evacuated as a safety measure. Again, the cause of that explosion and fire at the duplex in Racine is currently under investigation. Kenosha Unified voters said no to the extra spending. The $115 million school referendum for Kenosha Unified was voted down yesterday. A request from the Waterford Union High School District in Racine County did pass. In other results from yesterday, voters in Racine's 5th Aldermanic District sent Jens Jorgensen to the April ballot to take on Melissa Caprillion. In the 9th, Grace Allen and Pat Schwanke advanced to April. To recap results, check out RacineCountyI.com. 40 degrees by early next week and maybe rain. The cold weather advisory sticks around for a little bit today, but then a warm-up takes place. It'll be in the 30s for the weekend, up near 40 on Monday. The latest is coming up in the forecast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Tuesday evening, Wisconsin officially began the work on its biennial budget. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Wednesday. As Governor Tony Evers released the details of his executive plan, one eager listener was Senator Howard Markline from Dodgeville. Markline co-chairs the Joint Finance Committee. He says state lawmakers will begin work now on the new state budget, but their work will run into the summer months. As he listened to the proposed executive budget last night, Markline says some of the $80 million that Governor Evers is proposing to dedicate towards agriculture and agriculture programs resonated with him.
You know, I've gone through the list of his proposals, and I guess one of the things that I did smile when I saw it, and that was the additional money for the producer-led watershed grant program. That's something that I supported since we first started that program a number of years ago. I've got several producer-led farmer groups in my district. They do great work, and I love the concept of farmers deciding what is best for their land and not having a bureaucrat in Madison do that and come out to a farm and say, listen, this is what you ought to be doing, because farms are different. The soil on your farm is different than the soil on my farm.
That's Wisconsin Senator Howard Markline from Dodgeville, co-chairing the Joint Finance Committee. Markline says the state budget deadline is June 30th, but unlike the federal government, the state will not shut down if it gets past that date and still has not completed its work.
Innovation. That's BioVet.
The end of harvest, snow-covered fields, and an early morning sunrise. Winter is a good time to evaluate your livestock's health. BioVet loves seeing healthy animals contribute to your farm's profitability. The knowledge and support from our team is here to help you make the difference in the health and productivity on your farm. Help your livestock stay healthy and call 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Time to get back in the fields again. Whether you need high-quality used equipment to get the job done, or you have planting or other farm equipment you would like to sell, Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. To find a sales representative near you, or for a list of upcoming auctions in your area and nationwide, visit steffesgroup.com. That's S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com, your auction leader.
And the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association giving UW River Falls $90,000 to invest in dairy operations, training, and research and development initiatives at their new Dairy Center of Excellence. The donation comes from funds generated by the Cheesemakers' annual championship cheese auction. That's a quick update on what's happening in food news for a Wednesday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
W-R-J-N. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Finally crawling out of the deep freeze here this week. Partly sunny, slight improvement today, a high of 14. Wind chills, though, still between 5 below and 15 below. A low of 7 tonight with mostly cloudy skies, maybe a few flurries. Mostly sunny on Thursday with a high of 24. Right now, it's 1 above 0.
I do love music, and I would constantly write down all the lyrics to every Beatles song. Like, put the record on, take the needle off, and write the lyrics down, put the needle back on. Just every song, obsessed. And my grandmother ended up having Alzheimer's, and she collected anything that we touched growing up. And towards the end of her life, when I was an adult, she called me into her bedroom, and she pulled out this box and this paper. She said, "You wrote this for me when you were little." And it was "When I'm 64. And I had to sit there and take credit for a Lennon and McCartney tune. It's like, oh, that's right. I forgot about that one. You like that, huh? If so, I have a huge catalog of other songs I think you might like.
The Supremes, Reflections, local news, timeless hits to WRJN. Cloudy today with a high near 15, cloudy lows 6 tonight. Partly sunny with a high near 24 tomorrow. We're going to be in the mid-40s next week. Do you believe that? I love it. Right now, got a bit of a cloudy sky. It's one single degree at Radio Park. If you ever get stuck in the middle of nowhere, no food, no way out, much like the Donner Party did. Remember the Donner Party in the 1800s? They were on a wagon trip across the country. They get stuck. So if you're like the Donner Party, remember this. Humans are not very nutritious to eat. They're only about 650 calories per pound of muscle. Animals like boars and beavers, 1,800 calories in a pound of muscle. So just remember, if you're ever stuck, humans are not a nutritious way to go. Just kind of a helpful reminder this morning. Don't get stuck in Lonesome Town. Rick Nelson at WRJN.
There's a place where lovers go to cry their troubles away, and they call it Lonesome Town, where the broken heart stays. You can buy a dream or two to last you all through the years, and the only price you pay is a heart full of tears. Going down to Lonesome Town, where the broken heart stays.
Lonesome Town. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Question, if you won big money in a lottery, how long would it take you to cash it in? I mean, big money. You'd think it would be like the next day or later on that afternoon. A man in Maryland won $50,000 in the lottery and intentionally waited 6 months to cash it in days before his ticket would expire. He said he just wanted to hold on to it. He's very excited about it and wanted the excitement to last a little longer. he almost lost the ticket. So if I win $50,000 at, let's say, 10 o'clock in the morning, by 10:02, I am down cashing it in. I'm not going to wait. Not even going to get close to the expiration date. Here they are, Hermits, Hermits. A kind of hush.
A kind of hush. So listen, baby.
Hush, local news, timeless hits, and WRJN. And right now, I've got a pair of tickets to give away to see Herman's Hermits in concert with the Association at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Friday, February 28th at 7:30 p.m. If you haven't won anything with us in the past 60 days, give me a call right now, 262-634-9756. That's 262-634-WRJN. And I'll get you a pair of tickets, okay? Hi, what's your first name?
Janet.
Gina, turn down your radio a second there, okay? You got it? Okay. All right, turn it down.
Okay. Okay.
Gina, you said, right?
Janet.
Spell it, J-A-N-E-T?
You got it.
Okay, Janet. I'm a little stunking in the morning. I got trouble here. All right, Janet, what town do you live in?
I am living in Racine.
You had to think about it? I heard the wheels turning.
We got to think. It's cold this morning.
I heard the wheels turning in there when I asked you the question. All the wheels started in motion. He asked me what town I live in. Gee, there's so many towns in America. Which one should I tell him? I'll tell him Racine. That'll make sense. Okay. We're going to get you some tickets to go see Herman's Hermits in the Association in concert. It should be a fun night at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Friday, February 28th, 7:30 p.m. How does that sound? Good?
That's great. Thank you.
All right, Jan, hold on the line. Don't go anywhere. Stay right where you are. I got to get some information from you. 647, local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Bob and Weave to the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, opening February 21st at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents. Fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, X-Golf Kenosha. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green and experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 famous courses, hit the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA pro, Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and get $40 simulator certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
We do it. philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da, da 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 da,
alright alright alright,
da 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 da, settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
Mungo Jerry, local news, Tam the Sits, WRJN. Cloudy with a high near 15 today. Cloudy tonight, low 6. Partly sunny with a high near 24 tomorrow. In the mid-40s to upper 40s next week. That's pretty good. Currently cloudy, 1 degree at Radio Park. Yeah, we're a long way from the summertime. Speaking about winter, 73% of Americans are scared to drive in snow and ice. 1 in 7 have no confidence in their winter driving skills. Those are the ones that are next to me or behind me when I'm traveling on the road when it's snowing out. Yet apparently, I see them on the snowy roads all the time. The top things we do when roads get slick, slow down, turn the music down to focus. I do that too. I don't know why I do that. I can't focus with the radio on for some reason. And 1 in 4 people just start praying, hopefully, with their eyes open. We don't have anybody praying with their eyes closed while they're driving.
Johnny Angel. To me.
Here's Shelley Fabre, 6:54 at WRJN.
Johnny Angel, how I love him. He's got something that I can't resist. But he doesn't even know that I exist. Johnny Angel. Concentrate on Johnny Angel, because I love him, and I pray that someday he'll love me, and together we will see how lovely heaven will be. I'm in heaven, I get carried away, I dream of him and me, and how it's gonna be. Other fellas, call me up for a date, but I
Shelley Fabre sang that on the Donna Reed Show back a long, long time ago. She also went on to star on the TV show Coach for years with Craig T. Nelson. And she was married to Mike Ferrell from MASH. He was B.J. Honeycutt. They were married for years and years and years. Well, it's so cold that a guy in New Jersey set his lawn on fire to try to melt the snow. I don't know how you do that. If there's snow on your lawn, I don't know how you set it on fire. People in Texas have had things freeze indoors like their fish tanks. Holy mackerel. And their ceilings. And ranchers from all over the country had to figure out ways to keep their calves' heads warm so they get this, so their ears don't fall off. Wow. Getting rough out there, huh? It's 6:56 at WRJN. Local news, time is hits with J.J. Jackson, but it's all right. J.J. Jackson, but it's all right. Local news. Timeless hits. WRJN. This guy posted a TripAdvisor review for a hotel in Turks and Caicos. He said the hotel was amazing, but he still gave it a one-star review because their masseuse seduced his wife and slept with her that night. So I want to know how the rest of the vacation came out, huh? It's 7 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Receive Kenosha.
Let's check news. Here's CBS.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump and Elon Musk have given their first joint interview of the new administration to explain their sweeping steps to slash spending and shrink the federal workforce.
They're finding billions, and it will be hundreds of billions of dollars worth of fraud.
Mr. Trump and Musk explained on Fox News.
A country is no different from an individual in that if an individual overspends, an individual can go bankrupt, and so can a country.
The Kremlin says President Trump and Vladimir Putin could meet in person before the end of the week after high-level talks between the two countries. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
A day after the U.S. and Russian officials met in Saudi Arabia, Russia's foreign minister is praising President Trump. Sergei Lavrov says Trump is the first president to blame the conflict on Ukraine for its aspirations to join NATO. Ukraine was not included in the talks. Ukrainian President Zelensky says President Trump has helped Russia end 3 years of isolation in the West, and that the president is living in what he calls Russia's disinformation space.